You're listening to the Escapology Podcast.
Escapology Podcast.
At www.escapology.com.
Escapology.com.
With your host, John Oranya, where he'll talk about how you can start your own business and make more money so you can escape your corporate job. Here now is your business coach, John Oranya.
Hello everyone, this is John Oranya again for another episode of our podcast. And first, I would like to thank all those 224 people who filled out my survey that I sent a couple of a week ago, I think, or a few days ago. And that is asking them basically the question, what is your single biggest question or obstacle in starting your own business? So again, once again, thank you so much for helping me out in launching my new business course that I will be releasing this February. So with that, as I've said, there are 224 people who shared to me their problems or their question about starting their own business. And with that, I just want to answer some of them, especially the common questions that I got. And one of which is what is the best business to start with? Right? Maybe you have the same question as well. So here's my advice for that. Obviously, you want to start in a business where you have a higher chance of succeeding, right? Because obviously, you want to make your business to be as profitable as soon as possible. You want to make the most money out of the business that you will be starting. In starting a business, obviously, you'll be investing not just money, but a lot of your time and efforts and even some sleepless nights. So, the best way to start a business is starting a business where you are familiar with. Start a business or an industry that you are already familiar with, right? So that is why we can see a lot of accountants who started their, accounting business or accounting practice or something like that, right? We know some web designer who also started to do a freelance job and then eventually started their own company designing websites for different people, right? Because the more you are familiar with a certain business, especially the selling, marketing side of the business, you have a higher chance of winning, right? Because if you start a business that you have like no idea, you're just interested with that kind of business, let's say a food cart, because you saw a lot of people doing the same thing and you just copied them, but then you have no idea on how to sell and how to succeed in that business. What will happen is in your first several months, even years, you'll be in a stage of just figuring out how to make it happen or how to make it work. Unfortunately, during those times, those months that you are in struggling, obviously, you'll be losing some money, right? So you don't want that to happen. You want to start a business that, if possible, be profitable in the first month or so. So start in a business that you are already familiar with. Now, question, John. I don't have such a business. You know, wala akong business that I'm really familiar with, or you know, I have this business that I have in mind that I'm interested in and would like to join. So what should I do then? Okay, so if you say you are a secretary or an accountant in a large corporation, or let's say you are a call center agent, you know, and you would like to be a wedding organizer or event organizer. You want to start that business. You feel that you can do it. You feel you have the skill of organizing. Let's say magaling ka mag-organize. or say you are a leader, right? So you have some, you've thought about it, you feel that you can, but you have no idea on how to make it work, such business. So there are several things that you can do. First is obviously familiarize yourself in that business. So how do you do that? Okay, first is you can get information online, buy magazines or books that will help you familiarize with this business. Find successful people who are, say, published on, and then read their biographies or their stories, their interviews, right? Find people who are successful with this business and see what are the inputs you'll get, what are the nuggets that you'll get. But obviously, you won't get the entire operation of the business just from the outside. You have to go in to really to know it, but at least you have some knowledge to begin with if you launch this kind of business. Secondly, if possible, find a mentor who are so successful in this kind of business, right? Find a mentor. Let's say you would like to launch a spa business, right? And you know someone, somewhere who had this business you feel are successful, you can just ask him if it's possible to be a mentor, right? You just promise him that you will not compete with him or her, but try it. There's nothing wrong. It won't hurt if you ask people for help. In fact, I will even say that most people will help you because they love the feeling of they are able to help other people, that they can help with what they do. And also asking people for help, it's like you're like looking up to them. So they feel good about that. And lastly, you can interview as many, kung wala mo makuhang mentor, but interview as many as you can who have this kind of successful business. So just those are my tips. I would like to pursue your passion, whatever you think your passion is or whatever you're interested is in or what business you are interested in. But just don't be stupid, okay? You don't want to start a business that you have no knowledge about, right? So again, you can always start a business you are interested, even if you're not familiar with, but do your homework before you invest time, effort, sweat, blood, money in that business. So that's it for now. Again, this is your business coach, John Aranya. To your freedom, have a blessed day.